Roland tapped the base of his throat three times, then shook his head. It wasn't enough. It wouldn't do. Eddie watched with fascination and horror as the gunslinger sank to his knees amid the litter of bright plastic toys and put his curled hand against his brow. "Heil, Tailspinner," he said, "comes to you, Roland Deschain of Gilead that was, and Eddie Dean of New York. Will you open to us if we open to you?" King laughed. Given the power of Roland's words, Eddie found the sound shocking. Man, this can't be happening. And then to himself, can it? Roland, still on his knees, went on as if the man standing in the water had neither laughed nor spoken. "Do you see us for what we are and what we do? You'd be gunslingers if you were real." King peered at Roland through his thick spectacles. "Gunslingers seeking the Dark Tower." "That's it," Eddie thought as the voices rose and the sun shimmered on the blue water. "That nails it." "You say true, Si. We seek aid and succor. Stephen of Bridgeton, will ye give it?"
"Mister, I don't know who your friend is, but as for you, man, I made you. You can't be standing there because the only place you really exist is here."
He thumped a fist to the center of his forehead as if in parody of Roland. Then he pointed to his house, his ranch-style house. "And in there, you're in there too, I guess, in a desk drawer or maybe a box in the garage. Your unfinished business, I haven't thought of you in... His voice had grown thin. Now he began to sway like someone who hears faint but delicious music, and his knees buckled. He fell.
"Roland!" Eddie shouted, at last plunging forward. "Man's had a fucking heart attack!"
Already knowing, or perhaps only hoping, better, because the singing was as strong as ever, the faces in the trees and shadows as clear. The gunslinger was bending down and grasping King, who had already begun to thrash weakly, under the arms. "He's but fainted, and who could blame him? Help me get him into the house." 6. The master bedroom had a gorgeous view of the lake and a hideous purple rug on the floor. Eddie sat on the bed and watched through the bathroom door as King took off his wet sneakers and outer clothes, stepping between the door and the tiled bathroom wall for a moment to swap his wet undershorts for a dry pair. He hadn't objected to Eddie following him into the bedroom since coming to, and he'd been out for no more than 30 seconds. He had displayed an almost eerie calm. Now he came out of the bathroom and crossed to the bureau.
"Is this a practical joke?" he asked, rummaging for dry jeans and a fresh T-shirt.
To Eddie, King's house said money, some at least. God knew what the clothes said.
"Is it something Matt McCutcheon and Floyd Calderwood dreamed up? I don't know those men, and it's no joke."
"Maybe not, but that man can't be real." King stepped into the jeans. He spoke to Eddie in a reasonable tone of voice.
"I mean, I wrote about him."
Eddie nodded.
"I kind of figured that. But he's real just the same. I've been running with him for..."
How long? Eddie didn't know.
"For a while," he finished.
"You wrote about him, but not me?"
"Do you feel left out?"
Eddie laughed, but in truth he did feel left out. A little, anyway. Maybe King hadn't gotten to him yet. If that was the case, he wasn't exactly safe, was he?
"This doesn't feel like a breakdown," King said. "But I suppose they never do."
"You're not having a breakdown, but I have some sympathy for how you feel, Si. That man..."
"Roland. Roland of Gilead?"
"You say true."
"I don't know if I had the Gilead part or not," King said. "I'd have to check the pages, if I could find them. But it's good, as in, there is no bomb in Gilead.
I'm not following you."
"That's okay. Neither am I."
King found cigarettes, Pall Malls, on the bureau and lit one. "Finish what you were going to say." "He dragged me through a door between this world and his world. I also felt like I was having a breakdown."
It hadn't been this world from which Eddie had been dragged, close but no cigar, and he'd been jonesing for heroin at the time, jonesing big time, but the situation was complicated enough without adding that stuff.
Still, there was one question he had to ask before they rejoined Roland and the real palaver began.